You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Today, glorious 76 degrees for mid-October. Mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, temperatures start to drop again back down to 60 degrees. And then this weekend, a little more seasonal. Patchy fog on Saturday, temperatures upper 50s, and Sunday, chance of showers, 62 degrees. Stay tuned for the library show. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll update you on all of our exciting fall programs, including youth services events, plus concerts and lectures for adults. For the whole family, why not enter our gingerbread competition at HCL? The entry deadline is November 20th. We'll give you the details on how to enter. A woman came into the library yesterday and asked Jennifer where the self-help section was. Jennifer said if she told her, it would defeat the purpose. Library services such as Zinio Electronic Resources, EHCL, IndieFlix, One Click Digital, and much more. On today's library show, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm going to turn the music down a little bit, by the way. Any idea who that artist was?
I don't.
Our guest artist opening our show?
I don't.
It's the late, great Roger Miller. One of the very first country pop crossover hits.
Huh. Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
King of the Road, ever hear that
song? I don't know. I was going to say the only one I know is King of the Road.
Actually, King of the Road, very famous because at the Grammys in 1964, 65, probably 65, Jennifer, I'm going to say. The Beatles were, of course, invading America and sweeping all the awards. King of the Road beat out Yesterday for Song of the Year.
Really?
To probably hand the Beatles one of their very few losses in any awards show or category.
Huh.
King of the Road, Roger Miller.
How about that?
Big fan. I'm a big Roger Miller fan. I'm not a big, huge country fan, but I do like Roger Miller.
You do. Can I make a comment about self-help books?
Sure.
I'm reading a book called Worrying, A Literary and Cultural History.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. It's not a how-to guide. But in this book, in the survey of the literature of worrying, self-help books were published as far back as the late 1800s, and they became very popular between the two wars. I never knew that. I thought they were like...
Why is that?
I don't know why, but I just thought they were like a mid... late 20th century phenomena that has not gone away.
People kind of, I don't know where to go with that.
Actually. I don't know, but I was very surprised to hear that, to read
but,
that.
But I wanted to congratulate her off the bat about, for your New York Mets, your Metropolitans.
Oh my gosh.
Are you so excited? Did you watch all the games?
I don't know. I do because, you know, I don't watch TV, but I was listening on the radio last night and I was actually listening to CBS and I, at the first traffic and weather break, they were ahead 4-0, and then it was 6-0. And Daniel Murphy's something else, let me tell you.
I know. He probably his biggest fan right now. I believe he set a World Series or postseason record by homering in 6 consecutive games.
Postseason games, and he also he's the second Met to ever hit the go-ahead home run in a 6th or later inning in a postseason game.
And he's hit home runs off of 3 of the top pitchers in the major leagues consecutively.
They're cleaning up. It's pretty exciting.
So, who would you rather face, the Blue Jays or the Royals?
An international World Series would be nice.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
But the Royals, I don't think it's going to matter.
Okay, let's get back to the library. We have some programs this week. Jennifer, starting off with a program tonight at the Huntington County Library. I think you'd like to tell us about this.
We do. Christian Plunkett is going to come talk about trees. He is a certified arborist, and the last few years have been hard on everyone's trees, so you might be looking to plant some new ones or learn how to care for your recently damaged ones. He's going to talk about proper planting, mulching, pruning, and the basic care of trees and shrubs. And Chris will also give his top 10 list of his favorite pet and disease-resistant tree species. And he's had me print out a booklet from the government on how to care for your trees, the government handout.
Oh, so you're going to give to all people
attending
tonight?
Everybody who comes will get one of those, yes.
Great.
So that's really great.
Also tonight, but at the North County Branch Library, a War of the Worlds staged radio play set in Grover's Mill, New Jersey. The play is a loose adaptation of the H.G. Wells novel and begins as a musical performance interrupted by news flashes about strange explosions on Mars and the landing of a hostile alien spacecraft on Earth. So this is a stage radio play, so the radio actors will be up front talking to microphones. Just almost want to close your eyes and listen, just like you're listening to a radio back in the pre-TV days, Jennifer. So once again, this is tonight at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. There's still room. You can call 730-6135 for more information or to reserve a seat. And let me just tell you that all these events Jennifer and I talk about are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar on the bottom right corner.
On Saturday at the North County Branch Library at 1 p.m., violinist David Podols will be back with his musical journey around the world. He will take you on an enriching and invigorating tour of Europe, Russia, and the United States.
No passport required.
No passport required. That's at 1 o'clock at the North County Branch Library. You can call 630-6135 to sign up, or I bet if you stop by, they will find a space for you.
Some local authors of Frenchtown, Jennifer, will be visiting the Huntington County Library on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Robert Rando is one of them. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah.
Caroline Scott?
Caroline will not be there. They're the owners of the Book Garden in Frenchtown, and she has another event that night.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about she booked another author.
The other event better be a visit to the White House or something. Well, what would trump this?
They're having a best-selling business author at the at Del Valle.
I don't know what to say. But Mary Schaefer will be there. Is that correct,
yes,
Jennifer?
She's
the author of Devastation on the Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Strunk will be there. Yes?
Yes.
Author of Prawlsville's Mills and Stockton. And the Delaware River Scenic Byway. So we'll have three of the four?
Yes.
Three out of four ain't bad.
No.
It's not perfect.
It's not.
Okay, once again, this is Tuesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. And then next Wednesday, October 28th, very few seats left for this program. Rave On, the music of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and other legends of early rock and roll, featuring Chris Rozelle, Pete Farley, and Don Guinta. This is a trio of musicians that are just spot on. Jennifer has or hasn't seen them.
I have seen them.
Yes. So
I have, and I forgot to sign up, so I don't know if they'll be room
for me. So Jennifer won't be there, but we're probably right at the limit. But you can call the library at 788-1434 and see if we still have a seat. A great band. Highly recommend, especially if you like the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison and other hits of early rock and roll. And then, of course, Tuesday, October 28th? Is Tuesday, October 27th?
It is.
All right. Note to self, I need to talk to you at the break about...
Okay. I didn't do it.
Giving me correct
That's not
flyers.
Mine.
I know. I want to vent to you.
Okay. Let's make it perfectly clear. It's not my flyer.
Okay. Estate planning for the entire family with John G. Manfreda, Esquire. We'll be at the North County Branch Library on Tuesday, October 27th at 7 p.m., Jennifer.
I think he might be there Wednesday because...
Is it Wednesday, October?
Because the book group is meeting. The Friends of the Huntington County Library
book
group.
Okay, so then it's probably Wednesday, October 28th.
I'm going to look right now.
But you want to go to Rave On anyway, so let's just...
It is. Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Okay, it's Wednesday, October 28th. So if you have any questions about estate planning, John Manfreda's been with us several times, and he'll explain concepts about wills and trusts and probate actions.
And matching dates with days.
Life insurance planning, estate planning for blended families, Medicaid planning, asset protection planning, various elder law topics, power of attorney, and living wills. All of that will be covered. And all your questions will be answered about estate planning on Wednesday, October 28th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. But since you're probably going to rave on, I don't know what to tell you. And then finally, one more, Jennifer, before to go to our next to our first commercial break. Actually, two more, Jennifer. Two more October programs. We have our On the Big Screen movie series continuing. The next movie is next Thursday, October 29th at 6 p.m. We'll be showing The Age of Adeline. I've actually seen that movie, Jennifer.
Did you? Did you
Not
like it?
Not bad. I thought it was going to be better. I like the concept of it. I'm not going to give anything away here. No spoiler alerts.
Okay.
But The Age of Adeline. So if you want to come to the Huntington County Library at 6 p.m. next Thursday, October 29th, you're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage and enjoy the movie on our state-of-the-art audio and visual equipment, Jennifer. Hopefully that it's functioning. And then also next Thursday, October 29th at the North County Branch Library. Inside, remind me to talk about something else during
sure
the next
will.
Commercial break. Inside the Real World of Ghost Hunting at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, October 29th at 7 p.m. With Paranormal Consulting and Investigations of New Jersey, Jennifer. They're dedicated to using scientific methods and equipment in their investigation, which I would assume that is correct. They have a guidebook called I Think My House is Haunted. Pat Kibbe, I believe, is the person that will be doing this program. She's the New Jersey State Director of United Paranormal International. I'm the host of Famously Haunted on Live Paranormal Radio. I've never heard of any of these things. Live, there's a paranormal radio station?
Apparently. There's a radio station or TV station for everything, you
okay.
know.
Thursday, October 29th at 7 p.m. Actually, radio, is Bruce Pearson still join us with some shows here?
I think he's doing the other radio.
Oh, okay. If you've ever heard Bruce Pearson speak, he's very knowledgeable on this subject as well. So once again, this is Inside the Real World of Ghost Hunting. So if maybe your house is haunted and you have some questions, if so, go to the North County Branch Library next Thursday, October 29th. At 7 p.m. Okay, it's time for our first commercial break. We'll be back with more of the Library Show right after this.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Good evening, this is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at theredmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I apologize for playing some of the wrong commercials. I had the wrong sheet in front of me, Jennifer. Let's go on to a more positive. It's time for Today in History.
It's Today in History. Yay!
Jennifer's favorite time of the week. I hope not, because that would be pretty pathetic.
Yeah, well, welcome to my life.
This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about the current date and events that happened in history. Today is October 22nd. Also, some name recognition for Jennifer. People that I know just by looking at their name. Does Jennifer know who they are? I think she'll do very well today.
Okay.
Jennifer, let's go back in time to 1746, pre-revolutionary USA. Can you picture it?
I can.
College of New Jersey receives its charter. Later renamed what?
Princeton.
Correct. And, of course, there is a new college of New Jersey in Ewing.
Yes.
Why did they get to use that name?
I always wonder. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay, Jennifer, in 1836, so now we're between the Revolutionary War and the Civil War in our country's history, who was inaugurated as the first president of the Republic of Texas?
Sam Houston.
Very good. Jennifer is a good history buff.
That come from?
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1879, using a filament of carbonized thread on this date, Thomas Edison tests the first practical electrical incandescent light bulb. My question to you, how long did it last before burning out in this test?
Less than a minute.
It's a good guess. This is hard. 13 and a half hours.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Not bad.
No, that's very impressive.
Yes. Okay, in 1926, Jennifer, J. Gordon Whitehead sucker punches who in the stomach in Montreal, Canada, precipitating his death? Very famous story.
What's his name?
Yes, that's correct. Harry Houdini is correct. Harry Houdini used to brag that he could take a punch from anyone in the stomach, and this guy did it without him being prepared, I guess, to tighten his abdomen or something. I don't know, Jennifer. You think, I always thought that was a myth, but I guess, I don't know. It probably still is a myth. Okay, on this date in 1966, who became the first all-female music group to attain a number one selling album? The very first, in 1966, was the first time an all-female music group. The Supremes seems too correct.
Really?
Nicely done.
I thought it was obvious.
Very good. The name of the album was The Supremes A-Go-Go.
Hi.
Fascinating. Okay, Jennifer, what is banned by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on this date in 1976 after it is discovered that it causes tumors in the bladders of dogs?
And don't give it to dogs.
Well, that's what they tested it on, Jennifer.
Was it red dye number?
Jennifer is on a roll. Red dye number four is correct.
Remember when we were kids, we couldn't have red M&Ms.
Exactly. That's the point I was going to make. There are no more red M&Ms because of this. Actually, that was a scene in a movie, Peggy Sue Got Married, which I believe is in our DVD collection in my DVD alert of the week. Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun movie.
It's a time travel movie about a girl that at her high school reunion passes out and wakes up in her high school days. Very good movie. It's made by Martin Scorsese, who did The Godfather. It's just a little gem of... Francis Ford Coppola did it. And it's an excellent movie, Jennifer.
It is. And I, you know what? I really wish our show had been yesterday, speaking of time travel movies.
Why?
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Oh, so it's a Back to the Future. Well, luckily they were wrong for you, because they predicted Cubs going to the World Series, but the Mets...
Well, they were right. He was right. That will never happen.
So this is it would be interesting. So back when this movie was made, 30 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It was 30 years?
Yeah.
And so when they traveled time, they must have aged the actors.
do you think?
In the movie, right? To make them look like what they would look like in 2015?
Yeah.
So did they match up with how they actually look?
I don't know. That's interesting.
They should do a little side-by-side comparison.
Yeah. I'm sure so. It's out there someplace.
Okay, Jennifer, we got six people that were born on this date.
Okay.
October 22nd. Go back to 1734. Daniel Boone.
He was a frontiersman.
Okay, that's fine.
What do you want?
American frontiersman, mythical legend. I believe he was also, like Davy Crockett, senator of Kentucky. He helped discover Kentucky cleared out and civilized Kentucky, I guess, since it was way back.
Well, that's civilized. That's kind of, Kentucky.
Jennifer, I apologize to all our Kentucky listeners. That wasn't very nice. Abe Lincoln was born in Kentucky.
He was.
1882, Jennifer, N.C. Wyeth was born.
He was an American artist. He's the father of Andrew Wyeth.
Correct.
He did a lot. He illustrated a lot of books at the turn of the century.
That's enough for me. Very good. He was a very famous book illustrator. Treasure Island, a lot of books. Studied under Howard Pyle. 1903, Curly Howard was born on this date.
Curly Howard. Was he a Three Stooge?
No. Correct.
Really?
Part of a famous trio, the Three Stooges.
That was his name?
Curly Howard. No, that probably wasn't his real name.
Oh.
Then he was replaced by whom?
Oh, I don't know.
Shemp.
Oh, I thought he was like a fourth one.
The Four Stooges, yeah. Jennifer? They went to four? No, I don't believe that ever happened. 1920, Timothy Leary was born.
He was a satirist. Songs.
I don't know. Keep going.
Poetry. Tell me what you're looking for.
He was an author, Jennifer, a psychologist, most famous for promoting the use of LSD. Saying that it was a beneficial drug and that had use in psychiatry and other medical fields. Timothy Leary. Yes? Does that ring a bell at all?
Yes.
1938, Christopher Lloyd was born, ironically.
Not
yesterday, but today, Jennifer.
He was an actor. He was in Back to the Future. He was in Taxi.
What was his character's name in Back to the Future?
Doc. I know you want more than Doc.
Jennifer always tries to get away with the barest minimum.
I couldn't remember Marty McFly's name for the puzzle last week. The crossword puzzle.
What was his name in Taxi?
Jim Mignatowski.
Very good. Emmett Brown.
I would know.
Emmett Brown was his name in Back to the Future, Jennifer. And then finally, 1942, Annette Funicello.
She was a Mouseketeer. She was in all the Beach Blanket Bingo movies. She was a Skippy spokesperson. She was an MS spokesperson.
Wow. How do you know so much about her? Is she still alive?
No, she died in 2013.
How do you know so much about Annette Funicello? Did you want to be a Mouseketeer?
Oh, yes.
Name three other Mouseketeers.
Original, Cubby, Sharon, Karen.
Which Mouseketeer?
Jimmy and Roy were the adults.
Which Mouseketeer went on to star in the Lawrence Welk show? For almost his entire run.
Was it Cubby, the drummer?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Bobby Burgess.
Bobby,
Bobby Burgess. All right, that is way too much Mouseketeer trivia for us, Jennifer.
All right, I have one trivia question for you.
Do you? You came prepared with something today?
Oh, don't be funny.
Program alert.
1977, American Revolutionary War. This is for us Monmouth County
1977?
Kids. 1777. American Revolutionary.
Battle of Monmouth must have been. Let's come back to Monmouth County.
American defenders of Fort Mercer on the Delaware River repulse repeated Hessian attacks in the Battle of, which is not on the Delaware River.
The Battle of what?
Red Bank.
Oh, was that my question?
That was your question.
Red Bank, New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
That's not on the Delaware River.
I know, I just...
Does it have anything to do with Red Bank, or they just called it Red Bank because it was bloody that day?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You're supposed to be asking me the questions, Jennifer.
And today, Debbie McComber was born. Do you know who?
Mrs. Miracle
yes.
was one of her
three. Wow. It must be a Hallmark movie.
It's a Hallmark Christmas movie.
She is a prolific author.
How about that?
Look at you.
That's pretty good. Okay, Jennifer, I mentioned the gingerbread competition
you
at
did.
The top of the show. Let me mention this quickly before we go to our news break, which is
new
back on our show. We didn't never did a mid-news break for at least a year or so.
I know.
Wonder what happened there. That's beside the point, Jennifer. We'll ponder that at another time. The HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by your own Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, the deadline to submit an entry form this year is Friday, November 20th. So you still got time, but I wouldn't procrastinate too much, Jennifer. The show will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library during the month of December. So what you need to do is get an entry form, which is located at any of our county libraries or I start talking too fast sometimes, and I kind of remember to slow it down, Jennifer.
Okay.
It's on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the link right on our homepage. The entry form will come up. Just print that out. And all the information you need to know is on that entry form, such as what should I make my creation to look like, Jennifer? It can either be an edifice or scene from a favorite story, either youth or novel or any kind of story or book that you love. Or it could be a Hunterdon County scene, such as the Red Mill or a hot air balloon, et cetera, a building on Main Street, your own house, Jennifer's house. What's your address, Jennifer, in case somebody wants to do your house in gingerbread?
That's quite all right.
We have several categories. It can be just kids or just students, adults. The most popular is the family or group category, and professionals will be involved as well. First place in all categories will receive cash awards. There'll be honorable mentions. We'll have a welcome reception. And I always have this, I should wrote this date like in a different color. When is the welcome reception, Jennifer?
The 9th, December 9th.
Just Wednesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. We'll have a reception. We'll give out the awards. We'll have refreshments for everyone. If your excuse is that you don't know how to make gingerbread, sorry. We have the gingerbread recipe right on the entry form for you with a recipe for royal icing as well. And plus, there's Google. Just Google, how do I make a gingerbread house, Jennifer? Because, you know, everyone's creative and they have a good idea. When I mentioned the category, somebody already popped in that they're going to do Hogwarts or what's another thing?
Do we have some entries already?
We have a few. They'll start coming in around the beginning of the month. Still October. It's hard to think about gingerbread right now, but you should be. So what's some of your favorite book edifices, Jennifer?
We could do Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Good call there.
I've talked about The Secret Garden, but you don't like that.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Is that the one that's in Nova Scotia?
No, that's Anne of Green Gables. That would be a good one.
Oh, what is it? Is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, I'm drawing a blank on what I would, I guess I don't remember many books. I'm not a voracious reader like Jennifer is. Oh, well, that being said, that once again, this is the gingerbread competition. We've been doing this for the last 5 or 6 years. It's been growing every year, and it's quite the spectacle in our library during the month of December. So I highly encourage you to enter, but if you don't enter, at least come by the library during the month of December and enjoy the show aromatically and visually, Jennifer.
Yes.
It's time for our news, and we'll be back with more Library Show on the other side of this.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on the hot seat before the House Select Committee on Benghazi. Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy opened the hearing by praising the four victims of the 2012 terror attack.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair faster.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter USA News for your special discount. OvationHair.com. Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
And here's a quick look at your Flemington weather. Today is mostly sunny, high of 76. And then tonight a cold front blows through, and it will be down to 58 on Friday. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low of 31. But Saturday and Sunday look to be pretty good weather days with a high of 57 and a high of 61. And welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Where do we go from here?
We could talk about more programs. I mentioned at the top of the show about library services. Why don't I just spit out a library service and you give me a brief description of it?
Okay.
For our listeners, that they can take advantage of at the Hunterdon County Library, either in person or online, Jennifer.
Okay.
HCLibrary.us. How about Zinio? What the heck is Zinio?
Zinio is a downloadable magazine service where you log in with your Hunterdon County Library card. And you can download all kinds of magazines and read them and print them or just keep them. And you get to keep them forever. There are no overdue notices or anything?
Virtually keep them forever. There's nothing tangible.
No, there's nothing you can keep forever.
Okay, Jennifer, electronic resources.
That's a list of all our databases. We have Ancestry.com, which you can only use in the library, but we also have EBSCOhost, some newspaper indexes, some business indexes. Many can be used from home as well.
So a lot of great help with your homework if you're a student, correct?
Yes, correct.
If you're an investor, a lot of help there. If you're...
Yes, we do.
Genealogy, there's some help there.
Yes, we subscribe to Morningstar.
Okay.
Which has a lot of information about businesses.
Genealogy, antiques, just check it out. Once again, that's on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Jennifer, what about EHCL?
EHCL, that's our digital collection.
Wonderful, thanks.
Our digital...
You really paint a picture over there.
With ebooks, and that encompasses... our ebooks and downloadable audiobooks that you can download with your Hunterdon County Library card.
Okay.
And then you read it on your iPod, your iPad, your iPod.
Okay, what about IndieFlix?
IndieFlix are downloadable movies, and you use your Zinio account to download those to watch them.
One Click Digital.
Those are more downloadable audiobooks.
You assume the word downloadable a lot, I've noticed.
I am.
All right, that's all I have.
Okay.
So what were you working on over there?
I'm trying to get the trivia game, but it's not coming up.
Well, let's quickly review some more programs coming up in the month of November. I've been busy making flyers.
Have been.
And we have quite the variety again. We'll start with the adult programs. We have our Workforce Wednesday series for all you job hunters out there. We have a program called Mastering the Interview on Wednesday, November 4th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. That's with Jan Goodman of the Greater One Stop Services. Once again, Wednesday, November 4th at 1 p.m. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner for more information on all these programs. We have a new performer that we haven't had at the Hunterdon County Library before, Italian tenor Moreno Frizzetti, a native of Pisa. He's located in the region of Tuscany, Italy. That just doesn't read well, Jennifer. He's been capturing the ears and hearts of fans worldwide, Jennifer. We have an international star coming to the Hunterdon County Library for over 30 years, and he continues with no end in sight. So he's like a vampire. He has no... he's going to live forever, Jennifer? An accomplishment many artists long to achieve. However, it seems this vocalist has found his recipe, the combination of his powerful tenor sound, captivating onstage presence, and a variety of operatic arias, pop music, and American classics. So I'm looking forward to this, Jennifer. It's Wednesday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. Of course, all our programs are free and open to the public. Also on Wednesday... November 4th at 7 p.m. Jennifer, if you hate opera singing, which
I can't
imagine. Be many people, but you want to learn about invasive species, to yank or not to yank.
Excuse me?
Presented by the Hunterdon County chapter of the Sierra Club. They present a program on native plants versus invasive plants, which are good and which are not so good. Refreshments are always available at these Sierra Club meetings. The meet and greet starts at 7 p.m., and it's followed by the program, which starts at 7:15. Once again, that is Wednesday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at the North Cannon Branch Library. Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m., a program near and dear to Jennifer's heart, the music and events of the 1950s. A lecture with a recorded music hosted by David Aaron. Stroll down memory lane as David covers the key topics from the 1950s, including the make-believe ballroom. What was that again?
That was a radio show. Martin, oh my gosh, we were just talking about this on Monday. Martin, I can't remember who did it.
Okay.
But
thank you. The early days of TV, doo-wop. I got doo-wop written here. The Dodgers and the Giants, ponytails, and the songs that have become American classics. Featuring artists such as Nat King Cole, K-Star, Bill Haley the Comics, Patti Page, the singing rage, Miss Patti Page, and many more. David's presentation is a solid hour of music, fun, and trivia about the 1950s. I wish this wasn't on a Tuesday. Jennifer, I would come.
Would you?
Yes. So this is one not to miss as well. Once again, this is Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library.
Martin Block.
I've already lost interest, Jennifer. Leonardo da Vinci and the History of Italian Cuisine with gourmand award-winning author and celebrity chef Maria Liberati. Based on her book, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Da Vinci Style. Da Vinci was a cook, Jennifer?
I did not know that, but I guess he had to eat.
Yeah, but did he have to make it himself?
Apparently.
Mrs. Da Vinci didn't cook?
I guess not.
Maria will lead an inspirational journey through Da Vinci's Italy, the Renaissance, and the history of Italian regional cuisines, while discussing Da Vinci's contributions to the culinary arts. So there you go. He did have some contributions, Jennifer. To explore all of this through the travels and writings of the great genius himself. So once again, this is The History of Italian Cuisine with Chef Maria Liberati at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, November 12th at 7 p.m. Side by Side, the songs of Oscar Hammerstein II and Stephen Sondheim, presented by Gene and Bill McClelland, a husband and wife duo. They'll be performing songs from Showboat, South Pacific, Oklahoma, Carousel, The King and I, and Sondheim's West Side Story, Gypsy, Sweeney Todd, Follies, and A Little Night Music.
What about Cinderella?
I don't know. I guess not. It's not listed.
They listed every other one.
What famous song comes from that?
I don't know. They listed all the other Rodgers and Hammerstein.
They didn't list that
one. Oh, no, it was Hammerstein and Sondheim.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, interesting duo. So this is Saturday. This is a special Saturday afternoon concert at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. So if you like the old musicals like Jennifer does, I suggest that one. Another afternoon concert is Wednesday, November 18th, and then repeated Thursday, November 19th at 2 p.m. Fred Miller will sing and talk about Frank Sinatra, the legendary voice, on the occasion of his centennial. The centennial of his birth, I believe, right, Jennifer?
Yes, it is.
So Fred Miller has been singing and honoring these great musicians for over 20 years at the Hunterdon County Library. So if you have never seen Fred Miller and you like the old music that he loves to sing and talk about, he gives a lot of backstories and anecdotes. About his topics.
Some little lambs eat ivy.
Jennifer's singing. Keep going. he gives a lot of background information and then sings. He's a great pianist and singer and sings the songs of his monthly topics. So this month it's Frank Sinatra, Wednesday, November 18th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, repeated Thursday, November 19th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer. And then finally, November wraps up with the Bishop of Jazz. No, I'm not so. There are
no,
two more programs.
There's more.
Yes. The Bishop of Jazz, Rio Clemente, joins us. He played for us many years ago, but it's been a while.
And he's going to be at the headquarters library, not the North County branch.
He'll be at the North County branch
library? No, he's going to be at headquarters.
What's that mean?
Rio Clemente. Well, so far the programs you've been reading have been at North County.
Yes. He's going to be at the Huntington County Library headquarters on Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. So he is earned the nickname the Bishop of Jazz, from what I understand.
Yes.
A very accomplished piano player that holds audiences spellbound, Jennifer, with the brilliance of his improvisations. Is that how you say that?
Yes, improvisations.
Is that it? And his unique fusions of classical passage work with jazz. Rio Clemente. Wednesday, November 18th to 17th at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Then finally, Jennifer?
Finally.
Okay.
Yes, finally.
Thursday, November 19th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, Michael Long, Live and Unplugged. A singer-guitarist, Michael has been around music his whole life, with his father being an accomplished jazz pianist. Is his father Rio Clemente? Her urged him at an early age to take up an instrument. That's a lot of information, Jennifer. He has been taught by some of the most prolific guitarists on the East Coast, and he performs songs from a number of genres, like Springsteen, Dylan, Joel. You'll be happy to know he sings Billy Joel, Jennifer.
I'm glad to hear that.
The Beatles, Johnny Cash, Dave Matthews, and Matchbox 20. So quite the variety there. Be prepared to request a favorite tune or two from Michael Long, Live and Unplugged, at the North County branch of the Huntington County Library. On Thursday, November 19th at 7 p.m. So as you can see, this is just the adult program we have. We have youth programs as well, which we'll touch on either today or in the near future. But quite the variety of culture going on at the Huntington County Library. Is that correct, Jennifer?
It is. And on November,
is that safe to say?
It is safe to say. And on November 15th, we're going to host the Tricentennial Committee, the 300th Committee, with a local movie festival. With movies about Huntington County. So check out 100300th.org and to get all the details and to get tickets to reserve.
Does
your
that
seat.
Include the movie made about the Huntington County Library? In the
I
place?
Don't. I don't think so.
Oh, shame.
I know. Well, maybe we'll pull it out and play it along.
Maybe we
like
could
in the background,
or
yeah.
Beforehand or something, yeah, while we're waiting for the program to start. We should think about that.
Yes, we should.
Very good, Jennifer. Thank you. Let's go to our last set of commercials, and we'll be back with the rest of the library show right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Huntington County.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good evening, this is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants
We hope to have you soon.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gano will be in 10 minutes to take care of business. But let's see if Jim Thatch is awake this morning.
Let's go. I'm sorry. I should talk in the microphone.
You should do that. I'm work
leaning
much
back and I was relaxing.
Okay, so 20 questions. Which XEX is a synonym for exculpate? Exercise, exonerate, expatiate, expurgate.
I don't know what.
Let's try exonerate. According to the Catholic teaching, Roman Catholic teaching, which of the following is not God? The Holy Spirit, the Father, Virgin Mary, or the Son?
I don't know, the Virgin Mary?
There you go.
Why, what kind of sense does that question make?
Which of these tools is used by a shoemaker? A hoist, a wrench, a last, or a saw?
A last, Jennifer.
At the end of the 20th century, who was voted the best European soccer player of the century? Gus Heidink, Johan Nieks.
At the end of the last century?
20th century. Johan Nieksken, Johan Khrushchev, Lorenz ten Heuvel.
Go ahead and guess one.
We'll guess Johan Nieksken. Which movement of the Brahms Third Symphony does Basil in Fawlty Towers unsuccessfully try to listen to?
Boy, these are tough.
Let's say the second movement, Andante. I don't know. No, that doesn't seem right. It should be first movement. During World War II, which of these British military men were known as the Brill Cream Boys?
The RAF, probably.
Okay. In reference to all stakes, what does the term marbling signify? Actual content of the meat, actual fat content of the meat, none listed, weight of the steak regarding maximum price, intramuscular fat appearing as white flecks in the meat.
I believe it's the last one, but it could be the first one.
I'll go with the last one. In 1960, Penguin Books went on trial in London for contravening Britain's Obscene Publications Act for publishing which of D.H. Lawrence's books?
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
That is correct. The word which means decrease in size of a normally developed organ is ectrophic, atrophic, atopic, ectopic.
Atrophic, I think. Probably atrophic.
Aelurophobia is the fear of a certain animal in all colors, not just black. Which animal is it? Cat, duck, bee, gorilla.
Cat.
What is a kerfluffle? An expensive variety of mushrooms, a Danish pastry, a commotion or fuss, an instrument used in eye surgery.
All good choices.
It is a commotion or a fuss.
Okay.
What was Sleeping Beauty's given name after her birth?
Briar Rose.
Vivian, Mary, Sasha, or Aurora?
Aurora.
XBH stands for what kind of hits in baseball? Extra base?
Extra base hits.
The study of the interrelationships between the nervous system, the endocrine system, and hormones. Which is the correct word? Oh, it's spelling. Neuroendocrinology.
Wonderful.
These U.S. TV shows have something in common. The Greatest American Hero, SWAT, Welcome Back, Kotter, and Friends. Oscar-winning actors, landmark comedies, hit theme songs, or famous actors?
All have hit theme songs.
What can you, in spite of the fact you hate Welcome Back, Kotter? Well, you can tell by the way I walk, I'm a woman's man, no time
the Bee Gees.
To talk, staying alive.
Oh.
Who played DDL's leading, Daniel Day-Lewis's leading lady in The Last of the Mohicans?
I guess it's the dark-haired woman. Give me the names.
Katrin Cartlidge?
No.
Jodi May?
No.
Madeline Stowe?
Yes.
Which is the big danger to ocelots in the wild? Hunting by humans, loss of habitat?
Loss of habitat.
Not hunting by humans?
No.
Okay.
They're rainforest creatures.
Wow. Look at you. In the history of horse racing, 11 horses have won the American...
That is incorrect. 12 horses have won the Triple Crown, Jennifer.
Okay, but that's not the question. But only once has a horse finished second in all three races.
That's Aladar.
Wow. Which U.S. state's quarter displays a space shuttle on its tail side?
Florida.
Exculpate and exonerate are symptoms. Are synonyms?
Are our questions completed, Jennifer?
Yes, I'm sorry. That's it. The Virgin Mary is not God.
But she's
although
still pretty good.
Some people,
she's still
some,
pretty good
some people
anyway.
Regard her as somewhat divine. Catholics are forbidden to regard her as anything but a human being.
Why?
Really? Doesn't say.
Why is that a rule, Jennifer?
They have a lot of rules, you know that.
I know, but do you agree with that rule? You gotta be kidding me.
Which of these tools are used by a shoemaker? You are correct. A last is the form that the upper of a shoe is placed on so the shoemaker may, so the sole may be added and attached. Johann Khrushchev
sounds
was
like
the...
we're getting a little, just in case you didn't notice, I'm the producer today, and it sounds like we're cutting in and out here, Jennifer.
I think so.
It's not my fault. Somehow it's Jennifer's fault, but I haven't been able to figure
Basil
out
Basil was unsuccessful in listening to the first movement.
Were you correct?
I was. RAF pilots were also known as Brill Cream Boys. Marbling is intramuscular fat. Penguin Books did go on trial for publishing Lady Chatterley's Lover. Atrophic is a decrease in the size of a normally developed organ. Cats, if you're afraid of a cat, you are an alurophobia, even if it's not just black. A kerfuffle is a commotion or fuss. It is a British term commonly. Sleeping Beauty's given name was Aurora. And the three fairies left the named her Briar Rose when her parents went into hiding.
Got it.
Extra base hits is EXBH. I did spell neuroendocrinology correct. Greatest American Hero, SWAT, Welcome Back Kotter, and Friends all have hit the songs. I don't think I know SWAT's song, though.
I don't know it either.
The other three
I don't care to know it.
Staying Alive is No Time to Talk, Music Loud, and Women Warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. Madeline Stowe was Daniel Day-Lewis's leading lady in The Last of the Mohicans. And ocelots are in danger of hunting.
That's not true.
It says the ocelot was hunted for its skin in the 60s and 70s, but this has been reduced by legislation outlawing the practice.
So then now, what is the main... See, that's a trick question.
That's
now,
a
what
trick
is
question.
Their main thing? That they
well, have... number 19 is a trick question also because there have been 12 American Crown, Triple Crown winners. But Aldar...
Finished behind Firm in all three races in 1978, Jennifer. The great affirmed Aldar duels.
Okay. And Kennedy Space Center with the space shuttle is on the side, the flip side of the Florida quarter. So we had 18 out of 20, although Jim Thatch is taking exception to one.
I believe one is incorrect, so I'm going to take 19. Ocelots
okay.
hunted. That's not true.
It is. We have some debut books coming to the library in October. We have Recipes for Love and Murder by Tani Maria, a Tani Maria mystery by Sally Andrew, and that's set in Africa. It's a twist on the cozy mystery cooking genre. We have Welcome to Night Vale. It's a dystopian novel. After the Parade by Laurie Ostlund. The Gates of Evangeline by Hester Young, who's from Lawrenceville. In Bitter Chill by Sarah Ward. That's a UK import. A police detective mystery. And these can all be found at your local library. You can go online, ipac.hclibrary.us, and place your hold. So you can get called as soon as these come into the library.
Thank you. We're always adding books to our collection. Is that correct, Jennifer?
Every day.
Books, DVDs, everything?
Books on CD, music CDs.
Yes. And if you would like to request a book or DVD, how do you go about doing that?
Go to our library's catalog, ipac.hclibrary.us, search for your title, and then click place a request for it, even if it's in, and we'll pull the book and have it ready for you to pick up when you come to the library.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, I think we're going to wrap it up today. I have a sense that some people are chomping at the bit to hear Jim Gano talk. So we'll
you think so?
Get him in here a little early.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or stop by. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on the hot seat before the House Select Committee on Benghazi. Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy opened the hearing by praising the four victims of the 2012 terror attack.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because as we age, our brains stop producing vital neuropeptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 800-413-8643.
Reports say NBA star Lamar Odom is getting back together with his estranged wife Khloe Kardashian by swearing off drugs. Sources tell TMZ that Odom convinced the reality TV star that he would never do drugs again after hitting rock bottom in a brothel near Las Vegas earlier this month. He reportedly thanked Kardashian for supporting him at the Las Vegas hospital. Sources say that's when she decided to drop her divorce case against Odom and start nursing him back to health. President Obama is shining a bright spotlight on drug abuse.
More Americans now die every year from drug overdoses than they do from motor vehicle crashes. The majority of those overdoses involve legal prescription drugs.
Speaking in West Virginia, the president said the problem causes incredible pain for families.
4 in 5 heroin users started out by misusing prescription drugs. Then they switched to heroin. So this really is a gateway drug. The prescription drugs become a gateway to heroin.
You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Nearly half of elderly people misjudge how long they're likely to live. A new study out of the University of California, San Francisco suggests that the issue leads many to make poor medical decisions. Around 33% of those who took part in the study underestimate how long they would live, while 12% overestimated. Some patients may refuse medications without a high expectation of living longer, with a desire to avoid a daily drug plan that could be to their benefit. Well, it's almost Halloween, and you might want to keep an eye on how much candy your child is eating. With more on this sticky, sweet situation, here's special correspondent Valerie Pareso.
According to the National Retail Federation, Americans will spend nearly $7 billion on Halloween candy this year. And for kids who overdo it, that could mean a trip to the dentist.
That's an awful lot of sugar. Now, I don't care if it comes in taffy, chocolate.
Dr. Maureen Toll is with the Center for Dental Rehabilitation. She sees extreme cases and performs dental work when the patients are under anesthesia, a requirement for some children who have a severe phobia of the dentist. She says candy is okay, in moderation.
Once again, it's that volume of sugar content. And I do believe parents should be quite discerning about how much their child gets.
One way to avoid dental work? Freeze most of the candy and ration it out to your child throughout the year. I'm Valerie Perezo.
With more online at usaheadlinenews.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the 6 signs you're not cut out for entrepreneurship, the 4 leadership traits that lead to business success. I'll have the #1 rule for entrepreneurs: it's not what you think. The 6 tricks of excellent salespeople, and the 1 mistake I hope you're not making on LinkedIn. It's Thursday, October 22nd, 2015, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.